لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور. حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ومن يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق. ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإن والقلوب لكم فيها منافع إلى أجل مسمى ثم محلها إلى البيت العتيق. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have just heard the beautiful recitation of verses 30, 31, 32 and 33 of Surah An-Nisa. The translation of the verses is Zalik. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, you have just heard all the laws of Hajj. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever respects the sanctified things of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is better for him in the sight of his Rabb. وَأُحِلَّتْ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامُ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. and domestic animals are made permissible for you, with the exception of those animals that have been previously recited upon you. فَاجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Stay away from the filth of idols, and stay away from false speech and false talk. حُنَفَاءَ لِلَّهِ غَيْرَ مُشْرِكِينَ بِهِ. Solely inclined toward Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and not taking shirk with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ. That person who makes shirk with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, ascribe partners with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it is as though he has fallen from the sky and the bird has picked him up, or the wind has thrown him to a distant place. Zalik. You have heard the principle of Tawheed and the prohibition of kufr and shirk. وَمَنْ يُعَلِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who respects the salient features of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is from the piety of the heart. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And for you, in those animals, is benefit till a specific period of time. ثُمَّ مَحِلُّهَا إِلَىٰ الْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. And then its place of slaughter and sacrifice is by the ancient house, by anywhere in the Haram Sharif. In these verses of Surah Hajj, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala first speaks about respecting the sanctified things of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respecting the sanctified things of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also refers to learning the laws of Shariat and practicing on the laws of Shariat. If a person learns the laws of Shariat and also practices on the laws of Shariat, that is actually showing respect to the laws of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Learning the laws of Shariat has been emphasized in the Shariat. It is mentioned in one hadith, Al-Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرٍ يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala intends to do good with anyone, then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives the person the understanding of deen. In another hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة. People, they are like mines of gold and silver. خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا. The best among you at the time of Jahiliyyah is the best in Islam only when the person understands deen and has the proper understanding of deen. In one hadith, it is mentioned, عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب. The virtue of an alim, the virtue of a learned person in Shariat over an abid, over a person who worships Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala but he's not learned in Shariat. The difference between them two is like the difference between the moon and the stars. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقيه واحد أشد على الشيطان من ألف عابد. One person who has got full understanding of deen and shariat, He knows what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants of him. He knows the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knows the different laws of Sharia. One such person is more burdensome on the shaitan than 70 worshippers. It is also mentioned one hadith. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala who says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ خَرَجَ فِي طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ. That person who comes out in the pursuit of ilm deen, he wants to understand the laws of Sharia. He wants to learn how to make wudu. He wants to learn to read the Quran Kareem. He wants to learn the different laws of deen and Sharia. So any person that is sitting and comes out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and sits in a gathering of ilm, it is as though he is in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala until he returns home. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, تَدَارَسُ الْعِلْمِ سَاعَةً مِنَ اللَّيْلِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَحْيَاهَا. Sometimes a person must stay awake whole night to make the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But if a person has to sit for a short while in the gathering of ilm, in a gathering where Islamic knowledge is passed over and disseminated, then that is better than staying awake the whole night and making the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a virtue of seeking ilm adeen. So when a person goes for hajj, a haji, he should also think, he should reflect, how much of knowledge of Sharia does he have? Do I have sufficient knowledge through which I could practice on deen and Sharia? Do I know how to make wudu properly? Do I know how to recite the Quran Kareem? If I'm a businessman, do I know the different laws of business and economics? If I'm a father, what are the rights towards my children? If I'm a husband, then what is the right towards my wife? What are the rights to my family, people and my relatives? The more the person have knowledge of Sharia and he empowers himself with that, he enriches himself with ilm adeen, the more closer the person will become to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Further, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about in the state of ihram, it is permissible for people to eat the meat of camels, goat and sheep. In the state of ihram, to hunt animals, that is haram and that is prohibited. Further, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about stay away from the filth of idols. Idol worshipping, that is kufr, that is shirk. A haji, he is always focused on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is focused on the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he is completely dedicated. And he repeatedly says, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. He focuses on the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, there's no shariq to you, there's no partner to you. وَاسْتَرِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and stay away from false speech. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, enumerating the major sins, he says, Al-Kabair Al-Ishraku Billah. Major sins, one of it is to make shirk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa'uququl walidain, and to be disobedient towards parents, towards mother, towards father, to be disobedient to them, that is a major sin. The third, waqatlun nafs, to kill a person, to murder a person, take away the life of an innocent person, that is a major sin. And وَشَهَادَةِ zur, to give false witness. One is to speak lies, that is haram. And then in a case of a dispute, to give a false witness, that is also regarded to be a major sin. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the sins of the mouth and the sins of the tongue. He passed by two graves, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perceived that the inmates of the graves are being punished. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي الْكَبِيرِ. That the two inmates of the grave, they're being punished, but they're not being punished for something that is difficult for them to stay away from. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one person is being punished because he does not stay away from urine drops at the time of relieving himself. That is the means of getting punished in the qabr. And the other thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is namima, gossiping, abuse of the tongue. Obviously, abuse of the tongue, speaking lies, gossiping, that is a means of getting punished in the qabr and is a means of punishment in the akhirat. Further, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about kufr and shirk. When a person performs hajj, he is always focused on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, tawheed, oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The person has firm belief, conviction and yaqeen that Allah is the dua of everything. Every power is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nothing happens without the will and the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is what a haji inculcates within himself. And he goes back home with this belief and yaqeen that only Allah does everything. This world is a world of asbab. You adopt the asbab of this world, but Allah is the one that put effects in things. A person who makes shirk got no direction in life. And that is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala expresses as though a person fell from the sky and a bird picked him up, or it is as though the wind picks him up and throws him away at a distant place. Allah further mentions, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who respects the salient feature of Deen and Islam, respects the salient feature of Allah, that is from the piety of the heart. Salient feature of Deen and Islam are those things that are exclusive to Deen and Islam. For example, the masjid. That is only exclusive to Muslims. Or the direction of Qibla. It's only we Muslims, we pray in the direction of Qibla. So anybody that respects the salient feature of Deen and Islam, that is because he fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and it is an expression of true faith and true iman. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about respect towards the Qibla direction, because it's from the salient feature of Deen and Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, La tastaqbilu qiblata bighayt wala bawl. When you're relieving yourself, then don't face your front towards the Qibla, or don't face your back towards the Qibla. To do that is showing disrespect to the Qibla, and that is the salient feature of Deen and Islam. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ تَفُلَ تُجَاهُ الْقِبْلَ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَتَفْلُهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Any person who spits in the direction of Qibla, then on the day of Qiyamah, that spit will be between his forehead and he will present himself in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in that condition. It is also mentioned, when you're sitting in a masjid or anywhere, don't let your feet face towards the Qibla. That is also showing disrespect towards the Qibla Sharif. And another sign of the salient feature of Deen and Islam is to respect the masjid. One Sahabi came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul biqa'a khayr, which piece of land is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know the answer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a sahabi, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam comes, I will ask Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam the question. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, that a sahabi asked me that which piece of land is the best. So which piece of the land is best? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam then said, I too don't know the answer. I will go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and will ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the answer. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam then comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I went very close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and I haven't been so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala before this. And I asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala which land is the best. Which piece of the land is the best? So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, the khairul biqa masajiduha wa sharrul biqa aswaquha. The best piece of land is that land on which the masjid is built. It's the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the worst piece of land is the bazaar and the marketplaces. That is where the violations of the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take place. It is mentioned one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the good aman and the good actions of my ummah, they were presented to me. And I also saw that one of the good actions of the ummah through which people will be forgiven, when there's any dirt in the masjid, the person picked it up because of respect for the masjid, that is the means of the forgiveness for that individual. So Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the salient feature of deen and Islam, and one of it is also to respect the masajid, to respect the direction of the Qibla, and anything that is exclusive to deen and Islam, to show respect to that. And lastly, Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says about those animals that are meant to be slaughtered in the Haram Sharif. They are called Hali. So if a person takes an animal with the intention to slaughter it in the Haram Sharif, to make use of anything of that animal is not permissible. To ride that animal is not permissible. To milk that animal and drink that milk is not permissible. But prior to that, before declaring it as a hadi, an animal to be slaughtered in the Haram Sharif, to ride on that animal and to benefit from the milk of the animal or other things of that animal will be permissible. So Allah says, لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. For you in those animals, there is benefit till a specific time period. That is, before you declare it to be a hadi and before it could be slaughtered in the Haram. And then once an animal is declared to be a hadi, then you have to slaughter it in the Haram Sharif by the ancient house. But the ancient house doesn't only refer to the by the Baytullah Sharif, anyway in the Haram Sharif. We make dua that Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant all of us Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool, and grant all of us the tawfiq and hidayah to understand the different laws of Hajj. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.